April auction, throwing a gut punch to inflation, one deal at a time.
I am so looking forward to that auction next week. Running from Wednesday through Saturday, and then Saturday wrapping it up with our big radio extravaganza here across all of the i3G Media radio networks, goes statewide and region-wide. Looking forward to that. Hey, we got to talk Morning Zoo. 80s in from Changabazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am really liking this new apparel. Well, this isn't new. This is last year's apparel. But yeah. You said the new stuff's in.
Oh, yeah. We just got it this week? Last week. This week.
Okay.
We're getting it all tagged and going out there. And like I said, I'm in trouble. Yeah. I'm going to go out there. Usually I shop once a year.
Yeah.
And that's when the zoo clothes come in.
Now, do you have a hand in picking what comes in, or does somebody else?
I don't. Okay. I just get to see what everything got chosen.
Yeah.
And this year, super cute stuff. We've got new animals on clothing that we haven't had before. My favorite, the Fusa. I can't find Fusa clothes.
Well, I don't suppose that's really in the mainstream.
It's hard to find, but Melissa Fingerson got me a Fusa t-shirt, two colors. You know I'm going to get both of them.
I know you are. I know you are. I know your shopping habits.
Oh, yeah.
80.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Let's talk about the zoo opener, too. Everybody kind of wound up again because, we're heading into another great season. But
we are.
You've got cleanup day, and that's happening this weekend, right?
It is. Yep. Okay. Saturday from 8 to noon. Come with your rakes. I know it's supposed to be a little chilly out on Saturday. We're still hoping for a good turnout. We've got a lot of rake, a lot of leaves blowing over the winter. So once we get all that cleaned up, the green just comes through really quickly.
It does pop up quick, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And then the zoo looks beautiful for opening day, and we're all excited.
Yeah.
And the animals are extra excited because, you know, new faces.
Right.
They need to see those.
What are you most excited for this year at the zoo?
We have a fresh team. And our team this year is just phenomenal. I'm excited for them to see what summer brings. But I'm also excited for our zoo encounters that we have with the animals. Being that this is my first season as curator, I get to be more part of that and doing a lot of other things.
You looking forward to that?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love talking animals. I love talking about what I do.
Well, and it's such a great, I was talking to Kathy about that yesterday. What I think is so neat about what you guys do down there, you're kind of the bridge between the residents down there and us, the general public.
Most definitely.
And you're kind of the connecting point. And I always say, if you're down there on the path and you see one of these training sessions going on, geez, get over and check that out, because that is so cool. It is entertaining and it's educational.
Oh, most definitely. And this year we're bringing back the training session schedule. So there should be about 5 training sessions scheduled per day.
Okay.
But we do have 15 species we train. So if you see keepers walking with buckets, ask them where they're going. And they're more than happy to say, we're going to go train our cougars or our bears. And then you just follow them and watch the sessions. I've got new trainers coming up this season. So I'm going to be working on getting them up to new behaviors and stuff. But our veterans, Lacey and Alyssa, have some really cool behaviors they're working on.
Well, and I'm always blown away at what you can train species to do. And that's what you see. That's what people can see in these training sessions. It's like, I was not aware that you could train bears to do this, or you could train cougars to do this. Tal is great, too. That's another
exhibit,
too, when you're training with him.
Oh, most definitely. He knows everything. Mm-hmm. There's not much he doesn't know how to do, and that's really cool. And then we work with our vet, and the newest thing that we've been working on is, during COVID we wanted to see if we could get nasal swabs, and so we are training across the board nasal swab testing for all the animals that are in the program.
Wow.
Tal, of course, does excellent with it, but I've seen great progress even with our spider monkeys with their little itty bitty nose holes. They're getting Q-tips up their nose, so if we ever need to get a sample from them, All we have to do is ask them for their nose, and then they let us stick a Q-tip up their nose.
And because of the training, they just offer that up. It's like, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. That and they know crazy. That I'm going to get my treat if I do this. So
in the winter months when they're all in their winter habitat, do you continue the training then, or is this just like a spring and summer thing?
No, it continues year-round. The only ones that don't train year-round are the bears because they go through their torpor.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else just transitions. From like primates, they'll train inside. We have little training stations in there for them.
Wow.
And then they'll just transition outside when it's time for them to go outside.
Is it harder to hold their attention when they're outdoors? Or is it just kind of like the same?
For the first couple sessions, it is, because they're just so excited to be outside.
I'm thinking Nico, and I'm thinking, you know, he's
the worst.
He's like looking all over, and boy, I tell you, he's a ham.
Oh, he is.
And I've seen him actually mirror, like if kids are down there and they're moving a certain way, I've seen him actually mimic.
Oh,
And it's just, and kids just howl. I mean, it's so funny to watch.
Oh, most definitely. You know, he knows the human world really well.
Very well.
Being that he was hand-raised, he knows how to get people riled up.
Right.
And he knows how to get their attention. If they're not paying attention to him, oh boy, you're going to hear it.
He could push buttons.
Oh.
He really could, yeah.
Definitely. We all joke that. He's probably not one of our favorite at the zoo, but if you see Kathy, he's our favorite.
Oh, yeah, totally. And if you get the backstory from her, too, about that, all that's really cool. Again, looking forward to the 2026 season. What's new at the zoo? What are we going to see? I know a couple of different exhibits, or you've changed a couple different exhibits.
Yep, so we brought in the Awdads last fall. So they are in one of the llama pastures, or alpaca pastures. Alpacas are together in one side. We moved the cougars and the snow leopards. So we got Klaus in. So you have to come see Klaus. Oh, he is so happy and so beautiful.
Love it.
He is probably one of the biggest cougars I've seen. But he's just so handsome. And I'll warn you, Charlie has now gotten a little attitude. I don't know if she's happy about her roommate. But so that's a different thing. But no, it's going to be really good for everybody.
Loving that. And of course, I always say the landscaping, the groundwork down there. I mean, like you said, once cleanup day is behind you and everything starts coming up green, it is beautiful down there.
Yes. I can't wait until I see all that green. And then I know it's time I can get my plants out then.
Yes, absolutely. 80 new curator down at Chinkapa Zoo. Look forward to seeing you on the paths this
summer.
I
look forward to seeing everyone.
Thanks for stopping in this morning.
You're welcome.
That is the Morning Zoo. We do Morning Zoo every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought,
I want to go haggle.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price before you talk to anyone, because that price is listed online at qualitytoyota.net and in the window of every vehicle. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
A partly cloudy sky, 46 degrees. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. Good morning. Man accused of shooting in the parking lot of Heritage Middle School in Horace on Monday was once charged with selling crack cocaine and counterfeit cash to undercover federal agents in Philadelphia. Garamanu Wiles, 40, of Fargo, has been charged in Cass County District Court with attempted murder, reckless endangerment, terrorizing, aggravated assault, and discharge of a firearm within a city. Wiles was an employee of a company involved in a construction project at the school. Authorities say that he shot a coworker in a dispute. No students or school employees were injured or connected to the shooting. Secret Service affidavit said in 2017, Wiles and another man sold an officer $10,000 in counterfeit cash in exchange for $2,000 in genuine currency. KBMW News brought to you by Red River Communications, who remind you, go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
North Dakota Public Service Commission yesterday approved a temporary variance allowing preliminary construction activities to proceed for power projects to serve a data center north of Fargo. Variance will allow the company to begin site preparation, such as site grading, prior to approval of the full project. The $110 million project will add a substation near the Applied Digital Data Center east of Interstate 29. That's between Harwood and Fargo. A 345-kilowatt power line, 1.74 miles long, will connect to existing power lines southwest of the substation. Minn Kota Power Cooperative will own and operate the facilities, but Minn Kota officials told the PSC that it's a large load customer. Applied Digital will pay for the project up front with no cost to ratepayers. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick here with your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. Nice, mild, clear, beautiful start to what will be a beautiful day if you live south of Highway 200. Valley City and Jamestown in the upper 40s to begin the day. Low 40s along the North Dakota-South Dakota border. Aberdeen, a clear 43. A lot of